My name's John Pritchard and I'm the Driver Reviver Coordinator for the Orange Region. We started in 1992 with the old caravan on the highway, and we only did Friday nights. We used to go from 6 till 6, and that was about it. Then Council gave us a block of land up near the Careflight base in those days, and we eventually got to build a Drive Reviver site on it with the buildings and so on.
What was it like back then in the early days with, I guess perhaps the messages about safe driving weren't as prominent as what they are now? What are some of the stories in terms of people that came to the Driver Reviver stop back then?
Well, in those days we used to get mainly families going on holidays of a night, but later on in the night you'd get trucks pulling up with drivers going through to Dubbo or somewhere like that. And they'd have a break and get a cup of tea and perhaps go to sleep in the truck. And, you know, but no, it was quite helpful. And we used to do quite a lot of cups of tea over that night.
Can you tell me about this new facility that you have here? In 2006, I believe it was opened and constructed. And tell me how that came about, because I believe it's a really big community project to get this up, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, it was. Very much so. It was built by the community, donations from all the suppliers, tradespeople, electricians, painters, carpenters, the whole thing. People giving of their time to do a little bit, you know, here and there and so on. So it was, you know, a community effort, basically. Yeah. And then with the labour, with the Lions Club members labouring, and we had a fellow by the name of Ray Sharp who was very prominent in getting the whole thing happening. He went to places getting donations for this and that and so on. And he supervised the whole operation.
Hi, I'm Tom Schoen. I'm in the Orange Lions Club, and it was my turn out of the hat to come up here and help this day. It was pretty good.
So, Tom, you're a volunteer here. How long have you been involved with the Driver Reviver?
Oh, basically since 1992, and was always interesting in the early days with our caravan. It wasn't quite insulated in the middle of winter. But our things have progressed. You get a heater here and a heater there. But one of the things that always struck me at 2 o'clock in the morning, a utility would pull up. Truckload of shooters, all going out to Ningen and Burke to go pig hunting, and they've got the dogs in the back, and you, oh dear me. It was exciting stuff.
I suppose you met some real characters in those wee hours of the morning and then throughout the day as well. Tell me about some of the people that you've met along the way over the years.
Oh, well, mostly outside of these characters at 2 o'clock in the morning, they've all been family folk. And, you know, it's great. They ask them, what would you like? And then you look in the car, because we also run hot chocolate for kids, and the kids are asleep in the car. Oh, no, we can't wake them up. I thought, oh, fair enough. But we always send them away with some coloured pencils and some road maps to fill in and whatever the RTA has given us to amuse the kids with. It's pretty good stuff.
So, John, in terms of when you're preparing for the start of a holiday season, what sort of logistical, organisational things do you have to do to get it sorted and get it ready to go?
Firstly, it's getting the roster filled for the job. And I might add, we have helpers with this. The Rotary Club of Orange, they do a day, and we try to do the rest. It's usually, or so far so good, but sometimes some of the volunteers may be stretched to two shifts and things like that. But getting it going, getting the orders, I look after the orders with the suppliers for biscuits, coffee, tea, stirrers, sugar, you name it, and so on, and have that in prior to the opening dates. I get the opening dates from Alan for each year, and then we as a group pick out what days we will do it, because some of the sites are open, like on the coast for example, are open days prior to the event or after. So, you know, if it's Christmas, well, they're open weeks before and they're open weeks after. But for us, it's always been just close to the Christmas period, those few days when people are travelling inland to see family and what have you.
You just mentioned there about the volunteers that help out here. In terms of the numbers of how many people that do actually man this site, say here in Orange, but also other sites, how many people give up their time?
That's a hard one. You know, we're very fortunate with our Lions Club. We've had good support from our group of Lions, as we are a service club. And, we fill our roster fairly well. Rotary fill theirs. We've had inquiries from locals. And I know, well, it's only two or three possibly, but we have their names and phone numbers. And if we're ever in trouble, we could probably give them a ring and they'll come and help.
John, just finally for you, how important is this service for the community and for people travelling through the region in these busy times of year?
Well, we always think that it's most important because we know probably from our own experiences of how you feel on a long trip in a car. And, I know, for example, in the old days with the van, we found a fellow asleep in his car and we ended up getting him into a motel. Now, and as our experts say, if you save one life, you haven't wasted your time, have you?